Welcome to the GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most important and topical areas of the OCR physics specification, wind power. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is packed with everything you need to earn every available mark. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Wind power sits within topic P8 of the OCR GCSE physics specification, which covers energy resources and global challenges. It's a topic that examiners absolutely love because it combines physics calculations with real-world evaluation skills. You'll be expected to explain energy transfers, perform calculations involving power and efficiency, and critically evaluate wind power against other energy sources. Evaluation questions on this topic can be worth up to 6 marks, so getting your structure right is essential. Let's begin with the core physics. The fundamental question is, how does a wind turbine actually work? The answer lies in a chain of energy transfers. And this chain is something you must be able to state precisely in the exam. Here's the sequence. First, moving air carries kinetic energy. When that moving air strikes the turbine blades, it transfers some of its kinetic energy to the blades, causing them to rotate. So now we have the kinetic energy of the rotating blades. Those blades are connected via a shaft to a generator inside the nacelle, which is the housing at the top of the turbine tower. The rotating shaft drives the generator. Inside the generator, electromagnetic induction converts that kinetic energy into electrical energy. That electrical energy is then transmitted to the national grid. So the full chain, which you should be able to write from memory, is kinetic energy of wind, arrow, kinetic energy of turbine blades, arrow, kinetic energy of the generator shaft, arrow, electrical energy. Examiners award 1 mark for each correct step in this chain, and they specifically look for the word generator. Do not say the blades directly produce electricity. That is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it will cost you marks. Now let's talk about what makes wind a renewable energy source. The OCR mark scheme is very specific here. Renewable means the resource is replenished at a rate equal to or faster than it is used. Wind is driven by solar energy heating the atmosphere unevenly, creating pressure differences that cause air to move. This process is continuous and will not run out on any human timescale. Do not confuse renewable with reusable or recyclable. Those words mean something completely different, and examiners will not award credit for them. Next, let's consider the advantages of wind power. First, and most importantly, wind turbines produce 0 carbon dioxide and 0 greenhouse gas emissions during operation. I want you to notice those 2 words, during operation. Examiners are very precise here. There are emissions involved in manufacturing and transporting the turbines, but during their operational lifetime, they produce no atmospheric pollution. If you write wind turbines cause no pollution without that qualification, you risk losing the mark because you'd be ignoring noise and visual pollution, which are real concerns. The second major advantage is cost structure. Wind turbines have high initial construction costs, but very low running costs because there is no fuel to buy. This is a crucial distinction for evaluation questions. Compare this to a gas-fired power station, which has lower construction costs but ongoing significant fuel costs. Over the lifetime of the plant, wind can be economically competitive. Third advantage, location flexibility. Offshore wind farms and turbines on hilltops benefit from higher average wind speeds. Offshore placement also reduces visual impact on populated areas, which addresses one of the social objections to wind power. Now for the disadvantages, and this is where many candidates lose marks by being too vague. The number one disadvantage of wind power is intermittency. Wind speed is variable and unpredictable. It does not always match grid demand. On a still summer day when demand for electricity is high, wind turbines may produce very little power. This means wind cannot act as a baseload power station. Baseload stations like nuclear power plants run continuously at a steady output to meet the minimum demand on the grid at all times. Wind power requires backup generation capacity, typically from gas or pumped storage hydroelectric, to cover periods of low wind. This is the key argument against wind as a sole energy source. Other disadvantages include visual impact on landscapes and seascapes, noise pollution from rotating blades, potential harm to birds and bats, and the large land or sea area required for a wind farm to generate significant power. This connects to the concept of energy density. Wind has a very low energy density compared to fossil fuels or nuclear power. You need many turbines spread over a large area to match the output of a single conventional power station. Let's now move to the mathematics of wind power. The key formula you need is power equals energy divided by time, written as P equals E over T. Power is measured in watts, energy in joules, and time in seconds. If a question gives you energy in kilowatt hours and time in hours, you can use those units directly to get power in kilowatts, but always check what units the question requires for the final answer. Efficiency is also examinable. The efficiency formula is efficiency equals useful output energy divided by total input energy multiplied by 100 to express it as a percentage. For a wind turbine, the useful output energy is electrical energy and the total input energy is the kinetic energy of the wind. Real turbines typically operate at around 30 to 45% efficiency. This is actually close to the theoretical maximum for a wind turbine known as the Betz limit, though you do not need to know that name for GCSE. A typical calculation question might give you the power output of a turbine in kilowatts and ask you to calculate the energy generated over a number of hours. Remember to convert hours to seconds if your answer needs to be in joules. 1 hour equals 3600 seconds. This unit conversion is a very common source of errors in the exam. Now let's move to exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, for 6-mark evaluation questions on wind power, use the SEE method. State the feature, explain the consequence, evaluate the significance. For example, state, wind turbines are intermittent. Explain, wind speed varies and does not always match grid demand, so output is unpredictable. Evaluate, this means backup power stations must be kept on standby, which adds to overall costs and may involve fossil fuel use, reducing the environmental benefit. That single point, developed fully, could earn 2 or even 3 marks. Tip number two, always distinguish between types of pollution. Atmospheric pollution means carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and other greenhouse gases. Visual and noise pollution are separate categories. Wind turbines produce the second type, but not the first, during operation. Tip number three, when comparing wind to nuclear power, the examiner wants you to address reliability, energy density, waste, and cost. Nuclear provides reliable baseload power with very high energy density and no carbon emissions during operation, but produces radioactive waste and has very high construction and decommissioning costs. Wind is the opposite profile. A good comparison answer addresses both sides. Tip number four, do not say wind is free as a standalone point. The examiner wants you to specify that it is the fuel that is free and that this results in low running costs, contrasting with the high initial construction costs. Tip number five, command words matter enormously. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer. If it says explain, you must include a cause and effect link using the word because or therefore. If it says evaluate, you must consider evidence on both sides and reach a conclusion. Candidates who ignore command words consistently underperform. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question one, what is the complete energy transfer chain in a wind turbine? Pause. The answer is kinetic energy of wind to kinetic energy of turbine blades to kinetic energy of the generator shaft to electrical energy. Question two, what does renewable mean in the context of energy resources? Pause. The answer is a resource that is replenished at a rate equal to or faster than it is used. Question three, why is wind power described as intermittent? Pause. The answer is because wind speed is variable and unpredictable, so the power output does not always match grid demand. Question four, what is the formula for efficiency? Pause. The answer is efficiency equals useful output energy divided by total input energy multiplied by 100%. Question five, name one advantage and one disadvantage of offshore wind farms compared to onshore. Pause. Advantage, higher average wind speeds and reduced visual impact on populated areas. Disadvantage, higher construction and maintenance costs due to the marine environment. Well done if you got those right. If you struggled, go back and review the relevant sections. Let's wrap up with a summary of the 5 most important things to take away from this episode. 1. The energy transfer chain is kinetic energy of wind, to kinetic energy of blades, to kinetic energy of the generator shaft, to electrical energy. The generator is essential and must be mentioned. 2. Renewable means naturally replenished at a rate equal to or faster than it is used, not reusable, not recyclable. 3. Wind turbines produce zero carbon dioxide during operation. Always include those two words, during operation. 4. The key disadvantage is intermittency. Wind output is variable and cannot guarantee baseload supply without backup generation. 5. For evaluation questions, use the SCE method. State, explain, evaluate. Always reach a conclusion. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark you earn is the result of preparation. See you in the next episode.